me a favor. If you go to fakeologist.com, go to SpeakPipe on the right side. So if you go to fakeologist.com/SpeakPipe.
Wait, oh, okay, wait. Fakeologist.com.
Wait, that didn't
forward
work.
Slash, did you say number sign?
/blog/#SpeakPipe. That's it.
One more time. So fakeologist.com/ then what?
Blog.
B-L-O-G or V-L?
B-L-O-G.
Okay.
/#SpeakPipe and SpeakPipe. I'm going to put a message in.
Word SpeakPipe.
I'm going to put, let me, okay. If you go to.
Oh, and then on the right it says start recording, send a voice message to Fakeologist.
That's it. So just read that script and then your voice can be in my bumpers. So then you're totally a complete user. You've done it all.
Okay, so wait, so when I hit start recording and then I just read that text?
That's it. Go ahead. I'll wait here.
Awesome. Oh, okay. My name is Robbie Parker from California, and you're listening to Fakeologist.com.
I think you missed a word.
I didn't enable the mic. Hold on. Okay, here it is. Well, my name is Robbie Parker from California, and you're listening to Fakeologist.com.
Does it say you're... Hi, I'm Robbie Parker from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Oh, let me do it again.
All right.
Now I can't see what I was supposed to read. Oh, wait, hold on.
Okay.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio. Oh, Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Okay, hold on. So this is Robbie Parker from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Okay, I think that sounded okay. Just send it and I'll see if it came through. I'll play it back for through. Let's see.
So this is Robbie Parker from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
DG joined the lobby. Who's DG? Hello, DG. DG, you're muted.
So this is Robbie Parker from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Oh, hi, DG. Okay, that was pretty good, Robbie. Is that you, DG?
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
Good, good. Where are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Iraq.
Iraq? Wow.
Yeah. Where are you guys from, bro?
I'm from Toronto, and Robbie's from California.
Stuart, yeah.
Okay, bro.
You're really from Iraq?
Yeah, bro. Why?
We don't have very many Iraqis here. That's why it's pretty bizarre.
Bro, you don't even have enough people here. It's only 3 people, bro.
I know.
Including.
Well, yeah, it's a small server. How did you find us?
I don't know. I'm looking. I'm so fucking bored.
Are you?
I'm looking on the website.
Okay. Where did you find us on the website for Discord?
Discord app. No. Discord me.
Discord.me?
Discord.me.
What? So how? Okay. So where are we listed? I like. How did you find us?
Category.
Okay.
Beliefs.
Okay, category and then what?
Beliefs.
I'm looking there now.
You can type the URL on top. Discord.me/server/category/beliefs.
Beliefs.
If you don't find it, you can just write the link.
Okay, servers/categories.
/category/beliefs. You see now?
I think I spelled categories wrong.
Category.
Oh, category. Category. I always spell that wrong. Category. Okay. Beliefs Discord you'll love. Okay. So I'm looking there.
Beliefs, if you go down, you can see.
Oh, yeah, I'm under beliefs. There you go.
Yeah, bro. You think I'm joking?
No.
I'm joking, bro.
I don't think Iraqis joke.
Okay. Why this channel is Push to Talk?
It's Push to Talk?
Yeah, this channel is Push to Talk, bro. It's so fucking...
I don't have it on Push to Talk, so I don't know.
Yeah, I need to press to talk all the time.
No, I don't know. If that's a setting, I don't know how I did it.
Maybe it's because I need to wait 5 more minutes to become a member.
Oh, right. You're on that's a Discord timeout. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I got you, buddy. Well, we're all about media fakery. I'm not sure if that's
what you guys do here.
Well, go to your computer and type in fakeologist.com.
Oh, you have that site?
Yes, that's the main site. There's Raleigh.
bro. This is fucked up site, bro.
Okay, can you? We don't swear much here. We're kind of Christian.
Bro, but
huh?
Come on, bro. You put out fake news, but you say you sin and you don't swear, bro. Come on. I didn't even swear. What do you say?
No, you use the F word.
So what, bro?
Well, bro, it just sounds better if you don't use it. Please respect our sensitive ears.
Bro, but why you say this? You say you're Christian and you don't swear? Where do you believe? What kind of Christian you are?
Okay. I'm not really a Christian, but I have Christian beliefs. Let's put it that way. We don't really speak about religion here. This is not what we're about. Beliefs was just a category I chose, I think, for fakeologists because it didn't fit anywhere else. Yes, sir. But check out the site. I think you're going to love it.
I see the site, bro. It's only say coronavirus, bro. What the fuck?
Okay. Well, just take a look at it. Enjoy it. I'm going...
It only say coronavirus, bro. It doesn't say anything else. I just check.
Well, actually, there's a few more words, at least, unless they're censored in Iraq. What do you exactly see? There's more words than coronavirus on there.
I'll click here. What the fuck?
App?
Okay,
yes, Robbie.
I'm going to get going for dinner, but thank you for getting going. And then also, I might want to is it okay if I re-record? Will I be able to re-record?
Yeah, do it again because you had the word so in there. I know you're probably of that generation that says so. Try and edit
I was actually imitating how Robbie Parker started his press conference.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do that again. Okay. I got it now.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but, hey, thank you again, Ab, and have a good evening. I look forward to speaking with you and everyone else.
Yeah. You can talk to anyone anytime. It's just where we have the show tomorrow morning, probably. We might do another one tomorrow night because Corona's got me off on Sunday as well.
Cool. That'd be awesome.
So I might open the call if I have enough energy. I'm going to do it Sunday night. So, yeah, thank you very much.
I could just go on Discord and I'll find out either way sometime during the course of the day if you're going to have one or not. Is that how?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, right after I registered your fantastic donation, I was going to work on the post announcing tomorrow's show. I was just going to drag it up and stick it on. And for sure we're meeting tomorrow morning, but maybe we might, for the North American crowd, we might come back in the evening for an hour. We could talk forever on Corona. Hey, how are you doing, Benoit? Say hi to newest donor, Robbie Parker.
Robbie Parker, I'm a big fan of your work. Your acting skills are top of the charts.
Top of the charts, yeah.
Much appreciated. Nice to meet you. It's Benoit?
Yes, but you can call me Gary as you wish. I don't really care.
Awesome. Well, I was just telling Ab, I have to get going for dinner, but I look forward to speaking with you. So it was nice meeting you.
Yes. Bon appétit.
Yeah.
Yes. Take care.
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Later. Absolutely.
Very Jean-Louis.
Yes. So I can speak as long as I don't yell in the microphone. So it's okay.
Okay. I was actually just going for a walk, but I wanted to quickly put tomorrow's show out in an email.
Where do you do the show, bro?
Pardon me? Pardon?
Where do you do the show?
Bro, I do it right here on the Discord server.
Oh.
And I broadcast it around the world.
Okay, bro.
So if you want to join in, you certainly are welcome to.
When is live? Tomorrow?
It is going to be live in about 9 hours. I'm just making a post on fakeologist.com/blog. Okay. Just trying to get this going here. Just trying to save this here. And just doing that now. And I'll send you the link. Well, the link's going to be on fakeologist.com/blog. Are you in Baghdad? Are you in Baghdad? DG? DG muted. Okay.
Yes.
If you're in Baghdad, it's Saturday at 12:30. So there you go. We have people from everywhere, Jelly.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's fucking pushed to talk, bro. He's pushed to talk.
Okay, well.
Yes, because you are not verified. For some reason, I think that there is
a problem. I just joined server.
Okay, I'll verify you. And tomorrow, okay. I'll verify you.
So. It's done.
Oh, it's already done. Benoit is much faster than
you
me.
Verify me now, bro?
Yes, so apparently now you should be able to use the voice.
Okay, I go change that.
How much do you know about fakery?
He's from, bro. He's probably
he's good
living.
Now. He's good.
He's probably living fakery every day.
Who, bro?
You in Baghdad.
Why, bro? What do you mean?
Well, bro, I just think that you probably have a lot of people.
Fuckery.
Yeah. I know that's your favorite word.
Yeah, bro, he's all over the world.
Yeah.
What do you think about 9/11 in particular?
What do you think about what? 9/11?
Yeah, what do you think about?
I think fucking this guy is Bush, right? Who was president at that time?
Monsieur Bush.
George W. Bush.
It was Bush, yeah. I think he made it, bro.
You're a little close to your mic. Can you back off a bit? You're a lot of feedback.
It's better now. Better now.
Yeah, a little better.
Okay, bro. Yeah, I think Bush made is a conspiracy, bro. It's inside job. Bush made this shit.
Well, if Bush did that, he's pretty smart.
Bro, he was in the plan. You don't know about this, bro?
Yeah, if you look on my website, it's pretty... It tells you everything I know. It's hard to re-explain it for the thousandth time. Yes, I was just being facetious.
Okay, Donald Trump and Bush, they are friends from all day, bro. They make a deal... Because Trump have share in the building, Twin Tower, and he got money from insurance when tower destroyed, bro.
Matter of fact, the day of 9/11, Trump was interviewed by the press, and they asked him about, the World Trade Centers, and because his opinion really matters when it comes to high-rises. He's the expert of it. He's the king of high-rises, and he said that it sounded like explosions or bombs at the base of the building, but he was also worried about Larry Silverstein, excuse me, who's the owner of the buildings that just acquired it from the Port Authority. But, you got a mixed bag with Trump on the first day, but of course, September 13th, he does backpedals. And he says, well, they were kamikazes, and they were desperate to die. They were suicidal.
Listen, bro. I know about this. Look, you know when Twin Tower blow up? You know, at that time, Bush was in a classroom with kids. You know this or no?
Yeah, he was reading about a pet goat in Florida.
And the kids were chanting and spell and saying over and over again, say, airplane must hit steel. This would say all time.
Yeah,
you know
I've
this?
Heard that. Yeah, I've heard that mantra before. I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's on video, bro. I have video. He say about this. What do you think about Corona, bro?
Man, the Holocaust. I don't know, man. It seems like a moron.
What Holocaust, bro? Corona, I say, bro.
I know. I was playing with the words, man. I think it's a hoax, man.
But how people die then, bro?
I need to see some death certificates. I don't trust anything the media says.
I don't do either, bro, but how you know these people don't die, you know?
People die from the flu all the time.
Yeah, but you can't be sure.
Do you know anybody who's died personally or affected by coronavirus?
No, bro.
Neither do I. Neither.
What do you say, bro? I don't hear that.
Oh, Jarvis was going to say something.
Oh.
All I know is that what I found fun is that they just made the law against being masked in public, and now everyone is masked in public. So I found that is pretty funny for me.
Have you guys heard what Bones Jones is up to during quarantine?
Yes. He's shooting his gun and hanging out in his car with drug in his system and alcohol, apparently.
He never learns. He never learns his lesson. When I was in a fighting camp about like 5 years ago when I was training, everybody made excuses for him. Like, he's just young, dumb, full of cum. But, I mean, like, he's old, man. He's in his mid-30s now. Yes. How long are people going to make excuses?
The thing is that this guy should not be near a steering wheel anymore. It's just stupid. He should just not drive anymore. Someone should be at all-time driving for him, whatever the situation.
It's surprising, like, how he could be so talented but still be such an awful human being, and you can't even get your shit together in life, but be so physically in shape that you're a top fighter in UFC. I mean,
the thing is that those type of people, if you don't have some luck in life, you end up in jail or you get beat up by someone, and at this point you learn something out of it. That never happened to the guy, and he started to make insane amount of money, so at this point it was too late. And the entourage also.
Yeah, I can see that.
Bro, where are you from, bro?
I'm from Switzerland.
Oh, good.
So yes, the thing also about John Jones, he was always a shitty guy. It's just that he was not portrayed as it by the. He was always like that.
Yeah, and he's a two-faced bastard too, where he has like a. Who
talk about?
Face.
Who you talk about?
You watch
the UFC fighter.
Who?
Ultimate Fighting Championship, cage fighting.
Bro, the UFC, but who champion you talk about?
Jim Bones.
What the.
He got arrested 2 days earlier, drunk in his car again, and apparently was fired again.
Yeah, he's crazy.
It seems like a broken record to talk about Jones, you know. Seems like every year he's up to some cockamamie stuff, DWIs and drugs.
Mental issues, but the thing is that we probably will not get Khabib versus Tony.
What say about Khabib?
Because the thing is that Khabib will not be able to leave Russia. All flights have been suspended.
Yeah. Everything cancelled, bro. Everything is cancelled. Not only UFC, everything. You know. Is the whole world shut down. Whole world shut down, bro.
Almost. We will see about it in a few weeks. If it's still that way, then we get.
It will be like this, bro, until summer 2021, bro.
What made you think that?
I know this, bro.
Yes, but for what reason?
I know this. It will be like this. Is for other purposes they want to do this. For make new rules, destroy economy, give loans, and then ask triple money back, and all that shit.
Yes, that's a possibility.
Buy stocks, lower price, and fuck with the stock market. Bro, it's all economy, bro. It's economy.
Yes, but the full year to do that, I think 3 to 4 months will do the same result.
No, bro, they will make you do this until fucking 2021. I'm telling you, it will not stop until then. I tell you this, bro. This is only like the beginning. It's nothing. You haven't seen nothing yet.
That I am sure. I have absolutely seen nothing of what is yet to come, but I don't know if this specific situation trigger.
I know, bro. I know many things, bro.
But that is at least an interesting time to be alive.
What, in Discord you mean?
Yes, it's an
what?
Unknown humanity. What we are living now.
It's crazy.
So let's
it's like a video game and right, movie.
Yes. And if you are right, and if it lasts until next summer, we are totally fucked.
Yeah, bro. I tell you this, you can see yourself.
Yes, maybe. As long as money is still worth something, it'll be fine.
Yeah, because have good money in Switzerland, bro. Yeah?
It's not
Switzerland have so much money, bro.
Yes, if you know you were around, yes, but it's not that easy like everywhere.
You find one good job, you fucking rich. Yes. Switzerland, bro, I know this.
Yes, but there aren't that many jobs, and the thing is that there is a big concurrence by the people that live in near France. They take lower wage.
You speak French?
Yes. I agree with you that if you have a good degree and if you have secondary studies or whatever.
Bro, I went in school, when in school I learned French, but I don't remember now.
Yes, it's not.
Don't remember shit, bro, nothing. You know?
Yes, so you are in back.
I only remember like what you say, like my name is something, you know?
Yes. Or bon appétit. Bonjour.
Yeah. I don't remember shit. Because I never pay attention, you know? I never pay attention to fucking class.
So the only thing that is keeping people from going totally crazy is internet at this point. So if they stop internet or lower the bandwidth.
Yeah. Bro, you know game? Video game, Resident Evil 6. You know this game, bro?
Not that specific one, but I'm familiar with the series.
You know, yeah, you know Resident Evil, yeah? Video game.
Yes.
In Resident Evil 6, but first listen, it's like, you know, every Resident Evil have a virus, inside it, and every Resident Evil have different virus, you know? Different name. Yeah, the virus. Okay. In Resident Evil 6, the virus name is C-virus. C-virus. Like coronavirus. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you know where this virus made in the game?
In Wuhan, China, I imagine.
Is fucking Wuhan, China in the fucking game, bro. No in the game, that. In the game, Resident Evil 6 is virus called C-virus, and it's made in fucking Wuhan, China, and it's in game. It's not common, bro, you know?
Uh-huh.
So what the fuck is this, you know?
In which country is the game? Is it the one that is in Eastern Europe or Africa?
No, it's a global version, bro.
Yeah, so I did not play that specific one.
Everyone have. Is even, you can Google this and go to Wiki. You know Wiki? Wiki.com. You know, it's like a Resident Evil Wiki. You know, it's only for Resident Evil. And have everything inside from the game. And it's safe. Wuhan, China is fucking coronavirus in the game. It's many years.
Yes,
and
the thing is,
and you know who has lab? You know lab, yes? Lab, laboratory, you know? You know who have laboratory in Wuhan, China, bro?
So
you know who have?
I think also you might want to check if you get the time, is a movie called The Flu, 2013 Korean movie about the flu epidemic in South Korea.
I know.
So that one is incredible.
Is with mask, all with mask. I see this movie, bro, yes.
So imagine that those movies are...
It's more movie. It's called, oh my god, this other movie. I remember and tell you, I don't remember. Yeah, some other movie is crazy. But you know who have laboratory in Wuhan, China, bro? You know who have?
No.
Bill Gates have, bro.
Well, I mean, no surprise. Monday I get two...
Is this bastard have laboratory there, study virus, and make vaccine? This guy make a computer and make vaccine, you know? And he won't sell his vaccine. He make virus for sell vaccine. And kill people because this is what he have. It's his belief. He won't kill all people. He's useless. Only need rich people.
problem.
I know all this, bro.
But it's about way more.
Yeah, bro. Of course, bro. It's not money.
It's never money.
It's always for money, but it's all for other purpose behind. Other thing hiding behind this fucking Mason, Illuminati guy behind. No secret, you know.
Even those people are low.
This guy have very good, he have skills. These guys have skills, they can make everything, you know. They learn this shit.
I will just leave this room because there is some other new member to check. I will be back in a minute or two.
Okay, bro.
What's going on, Fever and Will Loose?
Hey, guys.
How you doing tonight? Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Nothing to do at work, man.
Oh, 8 o'clock at night-ish.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, what about you? Where are you at?
Scotland. So I'm at like 20 to 1.
You from Scotland, bro?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just...
You smoke weed, yeah? Smoke weed, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Smoke hella weed all day, bro. I know.
All day.
Good, good, bro. I like. I like this.
It's like DG's gone. Are you reconnected, man?
Well, we're all here. Just grilling out in the rain right now.
What state do you live in, Willis? Do you...
Illinois.
Oh, okay, cool, man. You're about 8 hours.
Oh, I know exactly where you are, Rolly. I don't actually, but...
You know exactly where I'm at. You're behind the bushes.
Well, I've heard you get nervous talking about where exactly you are because you're afraid of Antifa and shit. As I like to teach.
Dude, they're like the hounds of hell, man. They control, like, Twin Ports and much of, like, the Twin Cities.
Yeah, we don't have any of that around here. I'm in, like, farm community. So.
Dude, did you read any of the articles they wrote about me?
No, I did. It sent them to me. Did you send them to me? I saw
no.
One stuff. Yeah, send them to me.
I'll post them, man. They say, like, I'm public enemy. Like, not number one, but, like, on the top 100.
Top 50. Top 100. There you go. Got a lot of enemies.
Yeah, man.
Wait, what is that on? Your top enemy of what?
It's just a radical, like, leftist group, political leftist group.
That's an NGO. That's actually part of the government.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but the people aren't, like, that are harassing you. They believe it. So it's might be operated and coordinated by an NGO, but the people that are part of it all believe what they're fucking doing. A lot of them. It's like any of these NGO operations.
So what they have is what's called the all-ages drag show, which has children dancing for dollars in front of gay men at nightclubs. And I did a couple of shows where I had the guys that were protesting those particular events on my show when I had a live radio show back last year.
What the fuck?
But Antifa is the stormtroopers for what was going on in Denver.
Is there a lot of that, like in America? A lot of, like, children dancing for money and stuff?
Apparently there's nothing on the books. I've looked it up.
Yeah, I'm sure there's nothing on the books. What the fuck?
It seems like instinctively there should be, like, by my intuition. It seems like there should be, but I haven't found any such law.
Yeah. You think that, like, the parents would have to fail that?
Hello?
The person that's, like, organizing it got involved with, like, human trafficking back in, like, the 2010s-ish. Like, actually before that. And it was, like, tied into the police of the town. And the police force of the town are Masons. And the people that are hosting the event are part of the same lodge.
Jesus.
Do you think all Masons are bad?
Me? All Masons are bad? No. I just believe that, like, it's shady that they're part of the same club for this particular instance.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense.
A little bit of nepotism in Denver. That's what I mean. Are you a fellow traveler?
No, not necessarily.
Are you part of a secret society?
I've been trying, but they won't accept me. They think I'm too retarded or something.
Oh, shit, man. My show is called Blackballed, man. So don't feel too bad.
It's all good. I've been trying to join. I'm in it for the PSYOPs, but every time I bring it up, they're like, what are you talking
about? I don't know. I don't want to be strapped into something I don't know anything about. Like, because when you join a secret order, like, you don't know what you're joining. Like, they don't put it all in the contract for you.
I don't think you have to participate in anything you don't want to, though.
I need your head. What? I need your head. I'll see you later.
Oh, okay. Is Jin saying go?
Aye.
Good night.
Is this like a giant lobby of new people? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Benoit? Is it? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I think so.
How are you doing tonight, bro?
Pretty fine. The thing is that the absence of my two brothers is killing me, but I'm doing the best I can with this delicious bottle of Four Roses.
You've been smoking weed with a fresh tooth injury? That's not good. Yeah, that's gonna be bad news. You're gonna cause a dry socket or some shit, man. That'll do it. That's probably it. Might be where your pain is. Hey, that guy Muff is cool. Just so you know,
we'll just get him verified. Do you know if he has a good mic?
I'll message him and find out. He said he's trying to figure out all this. He's never actually used Discord, so he's probably figuring out how to navigate around. I'll find out if he has one. Should I just tell him to join the lobby or a different?
Yes, the lobby will do as long as we are not recording. Whatever. We should be recording. That might turn out to
be. It might be. No one's really talking yet, so we'll have to get these newies going.
Yes, so those new guys, Fever, the third guy, which name escaped me at the second, all from Scotland, which is not to be mistaken with the UK, apparently.
Oh!
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I thought I was from UK, but that's just from, like, world perspective. But we hear that.
Big mistake.
Yes, but that's what is great about you. 100 kilometers and you're a totally different country where they cannot stand the guy.
Yeah. It's because they're all dicks.
Switzerland, we get four different languages, and the country is not as big as a stamp.
So, how did you find this place, Boba Fett? Bobby?
Oh, yeah, he's with us. Which one of us was it actually found us?
Yeah, it was Boba Fett.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys like a crew or what?
Yeah, we tend to just go hang. You know, meet new people, especially with the quarantine and shit.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing else to do, huh?
I think my mic was going a bit funny there. Just came through, and I just with the quarantine and stuff going on, I was kind of trying to just figure out what's really happening.
No one knows here what's really happening, but we talk about it. What do you guys think's going on? What's your opinion there, whoever? Let's say go Fever. How about?
I think it's a bit of a cover-up for something.
Not a cover-up. What is it? We are uploading drone on.
That's what I mean. Like, I've never seen anyone that's sick, personally.
I think it seems odd as well that apparently it started in China in November, and it's taken this long for it then to spread. Surely if it started then, it's as contagious as everyone's saying, that it would be maybe far more prevalent much sooner.
Yeah, you'd think that they caught it in whatever, November time, and that's just when they caught it, so they had plenty of opportunity for people to be traveling in the meantime, and apparently none of those travelers had it at the time. Before the initial, before they actually noticed it, surely people would have caught it and been traveling and also been transferring it around the rest of the world before the expected time or the approved time for other countries to get it.
Yeah, it just seems like a disconnect between like what they say is highly contagious and many people that people know that are sick.
Yeah, I think you can't trust the numbers at all that are coming out from. No, they never really.
What do you guys think?
It's very difficult. All I can say is that they get the stupid inflatable tent here in Geneva, but I've not managed to go inside or see what is really happening.
What tent?
I know around here, they're panicking about the hospitals not having enough room, but it's just in anticipation. So what they're doing is they're trying to clear out all of the normal type of people that use the hospital in anticipation for the influx that will eventually happen, which is crazy, but they're calling it, they're saying they're full because they want to be open in case they need to receive somebody. So they're not full at all, actually. They're more empty than...
Yes. But something is definitely going on that we don't really know about yet. We will feel the effect soon enough.
Do you guys think that it will all just go back to normal when the whole thing's over?
No, I don't think so. Never buy.
Did the United States go back to normal after 9/11? What's going to be the new norm after this, you know? After 9/11, there was TSA patting us down every time we go to an airport in the Patriot Act, for example.
Yeah, but no offense, that's not a right or anything, so they used an airport. So, you know, there are rights that are actually that go away and everything. I get not really rights, but infringement. But that's a corporation, so you got to deal with what you got to deal with there. People bitch about that a lot, but
that's still travel, though. You have to have free travel to be a free person.
Well, you can travel a different way. They're not stopping you from traveling.
But you have to go overseas unless you want to take a long boat ride. You're going to have to take an airplane.
Yeah, that's it. You always have to apply for a visa. We are never free to travel to begin with.
Yeah, this is the problem. People think they have rights that are taken away, but you don't have rights. You have... you get permission to do things. If you have an inalienable right, that cannot be taken away from you. So these are not rights that people think they have. They never had them. They've just been told they have them.
I need to head now, but it's been nice chatting, guys. I'll catch up with you another time.
Yeah, come back, please.
Okay. Take care. Stay safe.
You too.
Yes, so welcome, Ari.
Yeah.
Are you part of this new crew that just joined us? For some reason, he's not responding, but whatever. Yes, the thing is that things are changing, and I think that it's clear that things will never be the same.
It might be good, though. It may, be more safe for the environment.
In that sense, yes, maybe, but I really don't know. The thing is that the big company will continue to produce whatever they want.
So how did you figure out how the push to activate voice works?
Okay.
Yeah, I figured that sort of was. Yeah, man.
So yeah, it just scares me how quick they've taken away right through the lockdown, really, in the UK.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like, we can only leave our house once, and that's within a week.
Wait, once in a week? I thought it was once a day.
Yeah, once a day, but I mean, the progress has been in a week, so next week we may not be able to, you know.
Oh my god, I'm so
sorry. What's concerning to me is just how everybody's supporting.
For the moment, it's okay. If it doesn't last too long.
I think we're looking at 3 months.
Yeah, but people are just really jumping on the bandwagon here. They seem to really support this lockdown. I've had people on Facebook be like, yeah, let's have a lockdown.
Yes, if you just were to give them some basic items, they will never leave.
Hey, Russ.
Hello.
We got a bunch of new people here that are terrified. Because they think the coronavirus is real.
Oh, well, did you tell them no one died, no one got hurt? And then anyone who says otherwise is, in fact, a liar.
And a spiritual murderer.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
That's a mantra.
It's freeing.
Huh?
I said it's freeing, even if it's not true.
Well, there you go. That's what's important. If you're trapped in a dungeon, shackled to a wall, but you can only be free in your mind... Would it be any less free? Would it be worth less? Would you say it's worth garbage because it's not fully free? Or would you say, I'll take it. I'll take what I can get.
Actually.
If you can jack off with the other hand, it's okay.
What if you don't need any hands?
You just gotta be flexible. You gotta be flexible.
Well, no, I just mean I don't care which hand you use on me.
Yeah, as long as we're next to each other, we can reach each other. Now this is getting out of control. This is inappropriate. We got poor Fever and Harry over here. And Muff won't say a damn word, and they're all intimidated from all the homosexual
I'm just not used to the setup, especially the push to activate. It's kind of weird.
Yes, you don't need that anymore. I get you verified voice activation. You can change the setting on Discord.
Let's bring in Craig.
Craig. Go for it. I can't say how long. I was just running some non-essential errands real quick, but see what you guys are up to. I'll pitch in where I can, if I can.
I really am trying, want to do the bit where I have someone record me go to the, to Walmart dressed in the hazmat suit, buying only non-essential items. I think that would be a funny video.
Oh my god.
Like a 42-inch, go ahead.
In America, what about the law? We would get arrested if we did that in UK.
What about an S&M mask?
I get a plague mask, but I need to paint it black because it looks kind of S&M right now.
Yeah, painting it black will really help that.
I was going to go out in my motorcycle helmet.
I'm going to get a snorkel and hockey mask.
Yes, and just to inform everyone new that is here that one of the things that we are doing here is record... audio chat. So what I want to do right now is go into the room that is currently live streaming. Is it better?
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I was saying is that we are recording audio chat on this specific Discord. So what I wanted to do is that we all go into the live audio chat live stream room that is live streaming everything, and that we took the time to record it, because I think that this discussion is interesting and pertinent to what we are all living today.
Have you explained how the live stream channel works, Garris?
The thing is that each and everyone is verified here, so you can all join the...
But it works. It's always recording, and it's always on, right? And it's always broadcasting, just that channel. Is that right, Garris?
Yes, that was exactly...
So if you go... You already talked about this.
No. I was going there. So the thing is that exactly what Russ said, this channel is live streaming 24/7. So if you want to join us, we are going to go into that specific channel and record the how can I say that? The next step of the discussion, let's say.
But only that channel always records for anyone new. None of the other channels do. So that, you know.
Yes, exactly.
So if you're in that room, just know it is recording all the time. So.
Okay, I'll probably just chill here for a bit.
But let me say again, though, you can go in there and listen. You don't have to speak. But,
yes, as long as you're muted.
Yeah, as long as you can mute. So, just so you know.
Okay.
So,
yeah, and there's no pressure. There's no pressure for anyone to participate to.
Oh, yes, of course, of course.
Yeah, so you can feel free to join. No one will judge you if you just listen in and don't join in, but we're happy to have people.
The great sound of silence. So, let's go. I say let's go. It's everyone that is wanting to participate. Let's go.
Yeah, Fever, where are you? Are you in Scotland?
Yeah.
It sounded familiar, the accent.
Yeah. Whereabouts in England?
Like Essex-Suffolk border.
Ah, okay. What's it like down there for? Is it bad?
I'm kind of rural, so not really, but it's just starting to take off, and I haven't been into the office, which is annoying. Because I work in a care agency.
Okay.
Yeah, so like everybody else is like on the front lines and I'm IT, so I'm kind of left behind, which is annoying. I just want to be out there.
Yeah, I'm like really far away. I'm just a software designer, so.
Everybody left.
Yeah, they're all the way to the live stream. Do you want to jump in?
I don't know, really. I don't want to get streamed. I don't know what we're listening to.
Yeah, me either. That's why I want to go see.
I'm kind of interested in this whole maybe it's a hoax.
Yeah, I mean, I've not got any definite opinions on it, but it's nice to hear people's opinions that aren't blasted through the media.
I mean, my bottom line is, like, I'd rather live free than die in bondage, so I can't handle this. This is just appalling.
Yeah, like, I live alone and it's only been a week and I'm already, like, climbing the walls. Like, a week ago I would never drink whiskey by myself and be in chat rooms, you know?
I would, but that's just from PTSD from getting hit by a car.
Fuck, man. How long ago was that?
August 2017, I got hit and run by a newly qualified driver on my bicycle.
Fuck, man, that sucks. But did you have, like, permanent or just, like, the mental?
Yeah, I just got a snapped collarbone. I mean, I had people driving past my head where I couldn't move on the floor, but nothing, like, permanent, no.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's lucky. Even, I mean, I know the mental stuff can be just as challenging.
Yeah, you know, the real problem is, like, people were, like, trying to assault me. I had some guy, like, slam on his brakes in front of me and try and step out and start a fight. But, yeah, it's wild out there, man.
Can you hear me? Hi. Hello? Yeah. Hello, I'm Ashley Pell. I don't know if you guys listen to the Fakeology podcast. I'm really new to this as well. I didn't know what the live stream was either. I didn't know it was, you know, it gets as, like, you know, just released as a podcast on the website. But you guys, if you want, like, you just can listen in if you ever do join the audio chat live stream.
Yeah, we may check out.
And so I don't know where you guys are in the world, but, like, at 8 o'clock tonight, the guy who made the Fakeology website and, you know, his name's Ab, and so then he does, like, a live stream at around 8 o'clock Australian time, and I think it's like 5 a.m. Toronto time, and it's just a big chat where, like, there's, I don't know, 10 plus people talking about different things.
That's cool.
I'm sorry to hear about your car accident, and I drink whiskey alone too, so I think it's all good.
How much?
Quite a bit, but no, I haven't been drinking these last few days or anything, I've actually, like, it's really helped my mental health, being able to talk about, like, things being hoaxes. Like, you know, I was putting up stuff on my socials and, like, no, none of my friends are, like, connecting or engaging with me. Like, I had them messaging me about my mental health and it was driving me mad. Like, you know, like 3 months ago I had a book where I would write down, like, YouTube or BitChute channels that I would watch because I'd be too scared to, like, watch them on my Google account. But now it's just, like, and I just had to, like, you know, bite the bullet and I was, like, stuff it. I'm going to make a separate Google account and try and not link it to my mobile and just start learning about this stuff. And then somehow I found the Fakeology website and the Discord and just, yeah, I didn't realize what these voice chats were, but not these ones, it's the other ones or how big, you know, Fakeology is or the website. But I've just found it really fascinating and it's just been really, yeah, good for me to talk to people. Yeah, and I just, like, last week I was out and about and buses at in the shopping center and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start recording a video and I just put it up of me laughing in the shopping center on YouTube. It's just so... like people can see that, you know, there's other people that think this is just completely ridiculous and out of this world. But there's another side to it as well. I think it's about 5G. I think, you know, you just see these videos from New York and stuff and I'm going to start walking around the schools next week and seeing if there really are like white vans parked in the schools, you know, once they're all closed.
Are you in a city then or something?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in Sydney.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, like, I'm just away from everything. I'm just watching episodes and Burner's turn to say, stay late.
Sorry, where are you?
Essex, Suffolk border in England.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, there's a guy I really like on YouTube. I know this is just going to sound like an ignorant comment, but I think he's in Liverpool. And so he's probably nowhere near there.
No, they say funny things like the phones are ringing in Liverpool.
Okay. Will you be keeping that? I like the accent. It's great. He's like, do Liverpool people have a distinct accent?
Yeah, Liverpool accent is amazing.
Sorry?
The Liverpool accent is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, when I first started watching his, like, his videos on his website and YouTube, I would have to, like, really concentrate. Really concentrate.
Oh, you don't understand it?
Yeah, I didn't initially.
Oh, hi, guys. It's
well,
me.
Scottish is worse.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
It's me, the Fakeologist. Can you hear me?
Oh, hey there.
Maybe.
Where are all you guys from? How did all these people hit the server all at once? Are we being bombed by somebody?
Yeah, we're all trolls.
You're all trolls.
Yeah, totally all trolls. It was just our friend found it, so we were all up drinking, because obviously with the isolation, we're just on Discord.
Okay. You guys are all friends? Muff, Harry, Fever, and Baldy?
No. I'm just friends with Baldy.
I just found it because I was trying to figure out what's going on while they're taking our freedoms.
Okay, let's do a roll call here. Baldy, where are you from? Baldy, are you out there?
He might have a problem.
Okay, this one isn't recording, by the way, guys.
Actually, I was recording on this one. Everything you say has been
recorded. Oh, shit.
Is there anything good here? Because,
nope.
What do you mean good?
Good content for Fakeologists?
What do they like?
Okay, let's finish the roll call. Baldy is out of service. We know Ashaloo. She's a beautiful girl from Australia. We have Fever. Fever, where are you from?
I live in Edinburgh, from Paisley, in Scotland.
Edinburgh? I just got an email from someone in Edinburgh. Was that you?
No, that was me.
What are the chances that I would get an email from someone from Edinburgh and someone from Edinburgh shows up?
I mean, that's how things spread, right?
Let me just see who sent me an email. If I can find it. I can't find it. God, maybe I archived it already. So you're from Edinburgh. And how did you find the site or the Discord?
It was actually another friend found it, and then he linked us all in. So we all just decided we'd join and see what it's all about.
How did they find it?
Oh, I don't know. They've left now.
Okay. How about Harry?
Yeah, I'm on the Essex-Suffolk border in the UK. Kind of rural.
Okay, you're on the Essex border. How did you get here?
I can't remember. Like, I followed a link from some other site that was talking about maybe, you know, it was just a bunch of pneumonia cases that aren't really, you know, coronavirus.
Okay, that's cool. So you're here from Link. How about Muff? Who's Muff? This is a roll call for Muff.
Yeah, I just got that.
Okay.
He's asleep at the wheel.
All right. Well, this is the Fakeologist speaking, and we have a website called Fakeologist.com. Has anyone been to that yet?
Yeah, I kind of remember. So it's a little awkward to navigate, I think, compared to some of the others. I wasn't really sure what I was looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, I design websites.
Well, I know it's not the best site. I know. What happened was I redesigned the front page to be pretty simple because I know that the world is going corona crazy right now. So I figured I'd make it super simple. And if you can read, because not everyone seems to read, then you'd click the one link on the first page and go to the next page. And then
that makes sense.
If you're still interested, you can get off the, who just left? Muff. If you're still interested, then you can get to the main page where I do all my blog posts.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah, I was on the corona.
How do you get to the third page?
Well, let me go to the second page and I'll tell you how to get to the third page.
Come on,
man. Let's see here. Let's just play along. Fake all.
Yeah, it's the corona 2 on the one I was on.
Yeah, Corona 2 is the next page. And, okay, well, the second page is pretty much the main blog. So we have tons of links on the top and tons of links on the right side. Yeah, that's how it works. Again, you have to read it, really. It doesn't have a lot there, I know. But it's just mostly some links.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking for evidence, really. Trying to weigh it up against what the mainstream media was saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you just, like, read one source, then you're not really...
Well, you guys seem like good guys. I'm going to voice verify you both because you seem like you're here for the right reasons.
Thanks, man.
Oh, actually, you already verified. What am I talking about? My helper, Jairus, has already verified you. There you go.
There you go.
So I don't need push to activate on the the voice thing anymore?
No.
Oh, I should probably move off of that. That's a weird...
Yeah, you both verified. And actually, Baldy is verified too.
Okay, so just picked me up now? Okay.
Earlier, but I think he's having mic trouble.
Okay, that's way better.
Well, the only good thing about push to talk is if you aren't, if you don't have headphones, if you do not have
feedback?
Yeah, that's the only good thing for others. You would notice it, but others would.
Yeah, I got headphones in.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, so that's what we're all about. If you guys want to be members of Fakeologist.com, just send me a direct message on Discord with your email, and I have to add you manually, and that way you'll be alerted to the different posts or the...
So you're 100% sure that this is fake?
Yeah, I've been researching media fakery since 2012, and I started off doing 9/11.
Oh, 9/11, I mean, dude, that's like... The way that fell, like a gravity-induced collapse, does not happen like that. That's obvious.
It's obvious to me, but not obvious to everybody. So, yeah.
I mean, there's a physics. The physics is wrong. That's what sold it for me. Because, you know, if you that was like over two-thirds of the way up the building. And if that starts falling from there, it does not crush all the floors below all the way to the ground. There's no way. There's not enough energy in the actual fault.
Well, the website that explained everything to me was September Clues. Or cluesforum.info. Are you all familiar with that site?
Nope.
I didn't know.
Let me take a quick poll. Harry, how old are you?
31.
And Fever?
26.
Yeah, it's a little too... Okay, let's do some math here. It's 19 years ago. So 31, you would have been 12. 26, you would have been 7. So there's no reason for you guys to really know much about...
No, I was huge for us. So I really was. Like, I was in history class, and I went in, and they were like, this has just happened. And everybody was like, oh, my God, this is the end of the world. Like, they're going to declare war. And So yeah, it was a big part of my life.
Okay, well that's interesting. Well, I was at work and I was just having fun playing on the internet, reading the stories, and then the internet pretty much got too bogged down and I couldn't read anything that day. And I went along with the official story for 11 years. It just didn't clue in at all that there's even something called psychological operations. I just thought what everyone else thought. By the way, Baldy, if you're listening, are you on? Yeah, Baldy's still on here. He just sent me a direct message, and I added you to the Fakeologist email list, and you can just confirm that and join the server or the website. Yeah, so anyway, I investigated 9/11. I spent about a month going through all the material that I could find, and I settled on September Clues or cluesforum.info. If you go on the top there, you will see on the top of fakeologist.com, you will see September Clues tour guide. I strongly suggest you take a peek at that, and it'll blow your mind. It will blow your mind. Hi.
Hello. So hello, after love. 11 years, hello, did something happen? Or like what made you suddenly think to question?
What an amazing question. I like you. Well, what happened that year is the United States, through their agency called the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, announced that all Americans and I am an American, naturalized American, had to file an income tax return. And none of us had ever done that before, because most of us that don't live in the United States didn't think you had to do it. So they made a big deal out of it. It was a huge deal that year. So I just started researching the IRS. And you know how easy it is to follow a link and follow a link and follow a link and follow a link. And next thing you know, I'm looking at a 9/11, because they're sort of tied in. The people that were complaining about 9/11 don't like the IRS. They were going on about how the IRS is a private company. It's an
The Fed Reserve, right?
Yeah, I understand that. And I understand the conspiracy around it. I understand why people don't like it. But it's not that big of a conspiracy to mean much to me.
I mean, the issue with the Fed Reserve is that debt-based economy, you know, the debt-based money where somebody is going to go bankrupt because of how it works. I mean,
well, the entire world is in debt. Everyone has a negative balance sheet. Every person, every country, everyone is in negatives. And maybe the Great Reset that we're going through right now, maybe it's somehow going to clear that off for countries or corporate. I don't know how they're going to do it, but maybe they want to. Everything's gone so far into the negative, maybe they want to zero it out. You know, like a scale goes out of whack and you have to zero it out because it goes too far off the center line. I don't know.
That's like, it's kind of like the more the majority of the negative, the more that becomes the new zero. So it doesn't really matter that much. It's more like a theoretical debt.
Well, Baldy is in Norway, maybe, or maybe he's, I don't know where he's from, but he says Norway isn't negative. Okay, that's fine. Well, you guys will be, because oil is $20 a barrel. So good luck. You guys,
really can't.
Good luck with that.
Have you guys been looking at the car parks in schools while this has been going on? Because a few people in America have put up videos where
we can't get out here.
Bands. Well, like, what happens if you do? Like, I still go out walking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
So if you're in a regional place, I mean, you just got to drive somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not into
drive somewhere?
I'm not into the 5G conspiracy. I know that's where you're going with this. And
me either.
Because I've been playing with phones since they were analog. In other words, they were glorified CB radios. I also had a CB radio. I never was a ham. Did you say 10-4?
Yeah.
10-4, good buddy. Yeah, so when GSM came along, CDMA, TDMA, 2G, 3G, 4G, all the same stories of fear were put out there every single time. Now, the only thing I can say about radio frequencies is I am worried that because the heart beats with such a weak electrical signal, I am kind of concerned that there's so much radio frequency around me. Obviously, I have a broadcaster broadcasting my own Wi-Fi 2 feet away from me. Now, I'm hoping it's weak enough. It's not going to change my heartbeat. But I think that concerns me. But
do you think it's a coincidence that the city of Wuhan was the first city in China to be blanketed?
Well,
I don't
know that to be true, but this is what
I've looked it up. Okay. I've looked it up.
Let me tell you what I think makes people sick. I think pollution, ground-based pollution, chemical poisoning, and foreign bacteria. I think those are the only things that make people ill, especially if they have a unstable or weak terrain. I believe in the terrain theory of health over the germ theory. And Wuhan, I believe, is the new Detroit of China, as Detroit was to America in the 40s and 50s, where there was so much production, there's so much industry, and they're making so much money that there was tons of pollution. People, of course, smoked, they drank, there was no pollution control on cars. Cars were going crazy. And that's what Wuhan is. Wuhan is a super industrialized town now. It's a fast growing city. So you got farmers with their lack of hygiene coming into the city and establishing in the city. I just think all those things were used to target Wuhan, to reset Wuhan first. Now, don't forget, I don't believe the numbers of the sick, but if there are sick people, it's because of ground based pollution. Now, I work around vehicles. I've worked around vehicles since I could drive. So that means 30, almost 40 years. And I know pollution is real. And as someone who has asthma, I know that it can trigger your breathing problems. So all those things are real. I don't believe any of the numbers. I think that they're tying in the psychological operation with the climate change psychological operation, where they couldn't convince people that the oceans are rising. There weren't enough people that could believe it. So they've used this invisible weapon called a virus, and I don't believe in virology either, to marry the two, to scare the hell out of people into changing their behavior. Now, their behavior is changing forcefully. It is working. And I think because now the governments of the world are bribing everybody with their own money to sit home, and they'll pay them money.
It doesn't matter if you have no economy.
Well, they're winning the people's favor by bribing
them. There's going to be no economy. But you got a lot of money chasing no products.
Oh yeah, it'll fuel inflation, no doubt. And they'll need anyone with cash money. It's just been devalued by magnitudes of many percentage. Anyway, the point is that they're just resetting the economy. That's all that's happening. Now the regular people are just dying, and they're just labeling it COVID. And the test is insane. The test is a general test that detects everything. And I think it was a video you sent me, Ashelu, that the guy went through and read the documentation of the guy that made the test. He's the guy that made the test for Zika, swine flu. And the test, if you read the literature on the test, it basically says this test is not specific enough to test for this strain of a virus, if you even believe in viruses. It detects all bacteria, infection, and it basically detects the antibodies to any infection in the body. So it says it says right there. The guys are admitting it's not real.
Well, that's 100% true. But why did the UK do so many tests and they came up negative? That's what I don't understand here.
I think there's a lot of confusion. Listen, in PSYOPs, it's just as important to sow confusion. So if nobody really... If they put the narrative and the counter narrative out, it's just a PSYOPs technique where everyone is arguing over the wrong question. So everyone is arguing, and if you have everyone asking the wrong question, what is the saying? If I have to think about it now, I'm getting old. if you have everyone arguing about the wrong question, then you don't have to worry about the truth. Nah, that's not it. If you have everyone asking the wrong question. Oh, yeah, the wrong question. Well, yeah, I guess you'll never find the right answers if you're asking the wrong question.
Yeah, misdirection is kind
of it's misdirection. Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, I think, okay, so right now, maybe lots of people are thinking, okay, this is a hoax. You know,
I don't think lots of people are thinking that.
When I go out in the shopping centers and I talk to people on the bus, like everyone, like once I start talking to them, they're like, yeah, okay, my gut feeling is this isn't real. But they just don't say it out to their family and friends. And it takes, you know, maybe a stranger to like just start a conversation.
Who are you echoing? You're echoing through somebody here. Let's look. You're echoing through Harry.
Is it? I mean, I have headphones in. Is there a reason why that would be happening?
Well, maybe. Maybe I just turn your volume down a bit. Ashaloo has the loudest volume of anyone here.
Oh, do I?
Well, actually, if you
it's want, so funny.
I can fix that. You want to see how low they can go?
Go ahead. Are you fixing her or yourself?
Myself. I can make myself really loud.
Yeah, but then you become distorted.
Yeah, I'm worried that like there's something wrong with my microphone, or like I don't really understand why it's picking anything up except me.
I just meant you wouldn't be the loudest.
No, you're okay. Now you're okay. Unless, go ahead, Ashaloo.
Okay. Ashaloo. So my name's Ashika. And so I think possibly because, you know, the elderly, they've already got in their demographic, the highest, like, they've got high rates of dying from coronavirus already. That isolation, or people in nursing homes, and the elderly.
We don't know what they're dying of, though.
Oh, no. So I'm talking about before that. I'm just talking about the demographics, the mortality and morbidity. Yeah, so we already know that.
Yes.
This
it's
population
not a great place
has
to
high
be.
Rates of. Yeah, of coronavirus and that isolation and geriatricians, it's all in the literature. Isolation further increases the likelihood of mortality and morbidities in that population. So I think, you know, perhaps what's, cause people I think are seeing that the numbers don't add up. And I think possibly what's going to happen in the next few months, we're going to get a whole bunch of deaths coming, possibly. If it's from those two factors alone, because we know that, like, I've seen guys, you know, on the verge of tears because they can't visit their grandparents. And, like, it's really horrific, you know, what they're doing, separating families like this.
I agree.
Isolating the elderly.
That's very bad.
So I think even rationally, there's going to be a whole bunch of deaths coming from these nursing homes. And if we go back, if we use those two risk factors, you know, these are medicals that, you know, we know those are risk factors for increased death. And so then I think perhaps what's going to happen is that everyone who was kind of doubting the government response and thought it was overboard is then going to come back to the government and say, oh my God, you know, thank goodness you did all those strategies. You know, we've seen all the deaths now. You were right all along. And then I think there's something a bit more to this. And then it'll just, you know, I just wonder why they need to install 5G under the guise of the night. You know, why are things going up overnight? And then I think once all those deaths happen, people will forget about any conspiracy about whether this was a 5G thing or not.
I think 5G is total misdirection. I really do.
Yeah, I agree there.
And
but have you looked at the science of 5G?
What is 5G? Is that like the 4G I have on my mobile?
So for 5G to work, you need to have towers every 100 meters.
It's more powerful and it's a shorter wavelength, I think.
Yeah, it's much more powerful. It ionizes oxygen, I think.
No, I think it's less powerful. That's the whole point. You need it because the frequency is higher and the frequency doesn't travel very far. So they're going to put 5G in areas that can't be penetrated by the longer wavelength RF, I believe.
But they need to increase the power because it doesn't travel as far. In order to not put those cell towers close to each other, they need to increase the power. That's where the increased power.
And from what I understand, it's more local locally based, so they'll put it in maybe a subway station, just low-level transmitters. And they only go about 20, I don't know, they don't go very far. The waves don't go far. That's the whole problem with them.
But that's why they're going to be so close to each other. And when you look at images, like I went and had a look at their 5G tower in my suburb.
But how do you know it's 5G?
If you look at the leaves, because they there's a map on the telecommunications website and it tells you which towers are 5G. Yeah, and when you look at the you know, the line of sight where the tower is and the leaves, they're brown.
Well, I don't. Okay, that's very anecdotal.
But that's pollution, though. Pollution does that to trees as well, and it's
but just on that one line. On that one line.
That's so anecdotal. I can't take that.
Oh no! Have a look. No, but you've got to, so go have a look at images of other people putting up the line of sight.
Okay. The quote is: if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about the answers. By Thomas Pynchon.
There's a lot of trees dying, like, globally, though, with pollution, definitely.
Yeah, I guess my observation is, why is it in that same line?
Well, I don't know, because you would have to do some severely controlled experiments for me to buy into any of that, so I just dismiss it out of hand. If you did, that's the only problem. I don't think they do a lot of testing on humans of cellular exposure over the long term. I don't think there's any data on that. So that would be something that's worth pursuing. But I don't think you could just say, oh, why are there so many dead trees around 5G?
I'm not saying that.
Well,
I heard you say. No, in the line.
Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody dumped chemicals, put too much fertilizer on the tree. Who knows? Maybe there's an insect.
But it's a horizontal line. It's a horizontal line. Okay. So the insects just eat it.
Did you see it with your own eyes?
5G radiates out circular.
Yeah, did you see it with your own eyes? Or are you looking at a picture? See, one of the problems, Ashika, is we can't really take any photographic or video evidence as evidence anymore because we don't know what we're looking at.
No, that's true. So I went to go have a look at my tower, and it was interesting that all the ones that were the same, that would have been the same height, like they cut them down. So then I don't know if that's so to avoid people seeing that there's a horizontal line.
Is this a fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown. No escape from the family.
What do you think of this song?
Don't touch your eyes. Just hand sanitize quickly.
What the fuck?
This is the COVID song. COVID Rhapsody. I wonder if they work some 5G into this song. Oh, hold on a sec. I just paused it. What was that?
Is that you singing?
You like it? Pretty good, huh? No, that's.
Are you singing that? Seriously?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, aren't I?
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Holy shit.
No. Simon posted on Slave. It's on Facebook. I'll link to it. The guy's name is David Giles, whoever the hell that is. Do you want to hear some more?
Sure. Can you send a link, please?
I'll post it. One moment. Here's some more.
Mama,
by the way,
it's really bad.
It's one of the best Queen songs ever, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I didn't stay inside in bed. I walked past him, now he's dead.
It's just really breaking up for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like a gramophone would sound better.
Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, sorry. It's Discord's fault. Piece of crap software.
Too late, my
fantastic.
What a douche, did he even wash his hands though? No toilet paper, frightening, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 I'm just a poor boy facing mortality. He's just a poor boy facing mortality, spending his life from this monstrosity. Touch your face, wash your hands, will you wash your hands? Miss Miller, Miss Milda, will not wash her hands.
Never wash her hands.
Never, no.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia, wash your hands.
Wow, that was fantastic. That was great. That was well done. God damn,
fabulous.
Isn't that good?
That was fabulous. There's quite a few things in the thing.
Get tomorrow, I'll be on.
Who the hell is this? I think that's the guy. Sorry, go ahead. That was really good.
There's quite a few singers and musicians. We should start like a Fakeologist choir music group.
Yeah, really. That was real good. Real good. That was good.
So what's the irrefutable evidence for you? You know, I mean, there's like irrefutable evidence on 9/11, but what's the irrefutable one on this one?
Well, I've looked at the science of it. I used to be a scientist, and Corona's in all my textbooks, and I used to actually teach senior blood classes and do an annual lecture as well. And so I looked at the panel cells for the pharmaceutical company that's, you know, sprouted as being the pilot test. And they don't even give the panel cells out to the scientists. Everyone's got to send them in, and then they'll give an interactive COVID result. So they're not even letting scientists look at the actual, you know, phenotype or, you know, the expression, the, you know, the genetics of this virus that they're claiming is real.
I thought they released the DNA, no?
Well, some of us here don't believe in DNA either. That's another rabbit trail we've gone down extensively at fakeologist.com.
I don't know much about DNA, I'll be honest.
So do you guys think viruses exist?
Yeah. I think viruses would exist, yeah.
Well, what's your evidence that they exist? See, we can turn the question around to you. Turn it around. See, you can't see viruses. the whole virus story is absolutely ridiculous for the most part. If you look at some of the cartoon science channels that try and use cartoons to explain it.
I mean, you can see the cell interaction. You know, if you go to a cellular level, high enough zoom.
Yeah, I don't think you can see the actual virus though. I think that whole concept is flawed.
What do you think causes the flu and colds exactly?
Well, the terrain theory, I suppose. Well, bon chance. It's just in malnutrition or toxicity, toxic poisoning, and your body is just doing its best to repair itself by trying to heat it up. The body goes into fever to heat up and try and kill, I guess, the cells that don't belong.
When I obviously stay at home, I don't catch nothing when I go and hang out with a bunch of people coughing and sneezing. You know, I do often walk away with coughing and sneezing.
Well, I don't say I have all the answers, but I just, in the grand scheme of my research, that's just the conclusion I've come to. There's just all the signatures of media fakery are involved in this.
I mean, I'm not doubting that. There must be something transmissible.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say research, but like all of mine is just anecdotal from experiencing. So it would be like the same as Harry. Like if someone around me has been sick recently, then I'll probably get it as I catch it. But so that would be like my basis of saying that viruses I think exist. Whereas maybe I've been rolling about in the mud as a child and been like totally covered. I don't remember ever getting sick rolling about in a mud pit.
That will actually protect you, though, to be fair. I would have thought rolling about in the mud.
yeah, exactly. Like, I've been totally kicked in the mud before, and I can't ever remember thinking, oh, I feel this way because I did that the other day.
I mean, the bottom line is I think there must be something contagious.
Yeah.
I don't.
So, like, you've never caught something when other people have all been sick and had the same symptoms as them? Because, like, I've definitely had that.
Not really, but I don't hang out with people.
I've hung out with people who are sick, and they tell me, like, if they've got, you know, the man flu, and that's a thing, like, guys do get really sick from the flu, or just, yeah, like, they're just coughing, you know, they're just horribly sick. And I haven't caught anything. But I did get shingles, though, at 26, but that was, you know, I was working towards my PhD in medicine, I was highly stressed, I was working, teaching lab classes, and I was just really stressful, so... You know, so I don't know, like, it makes me question, well, what actually did come out of my body? Because they say that shingles, which is, you know, affects the elderly people, is, you know, the varicella zoster, you know, in your spinal, you know, that lays dormant in your spinal cord, and then it comes out, it goes on a dermatome. So I was lucky it didn't come out, like, on any of my facial ones, because it can make people blind, and it's just really, it's horrible, because then you get nerve pain, you know, up to a year later, and... But yeah, so I don't know, like, this is all really new even to me to like question whether, you know, viruses exist and what do I, you know, what is the real cause of illness? So I don't know, like, I've always found that interesting because, you know, when I was a kid, like, so I've got three siblings and all of them were covered in chickenpox and I'd shared a room with my sister and it was going around the neighborhood and I got no sympathy, you know, just, you know, no one ran any, like, you know, pink bars with, whatever that thing is, for me, because I had like three, you know, itchy spots and, you know, my mum just like, you know, flipped it off and said, you know, these are just mosquito bites. You know, look at your siblings all covered. And so when I got like shingles, and I was actually, you know, I was teaching lab classes. So I was asking my colleagues what they thought this was and, I was wearing pants because it was out on my legs, lucky because I didn't know what it was. And so I just kept on putting my steroid cream on it. And then when I got to the GP at the end of the week, she's like, this is shingles. And I said, oh, thank goodness it's winter and I'd be wearing pants. Cause then if someone touches like the fluid or if I, you know, spread the fluid from the shingles, then apparently that can give chickenpox to someone without immune. But yeah, so like, I just wonder like, what was that?
Sorry. I'm just trying to download the song. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah, so it's interesting now to think of like, now, like I've been hearing like Ab's perspective on germs, you know, looking into science again, but just with a different set of eyes about the origin of these things.
I can't say I've ever doubted its existence as a first for me.
I mean, whether it's viruses or not, like, I definitely think that you know, when somebody's had something, I have been kind of picked up or had exactly the same symptoms a few days later. So, and that's not like a one-time event either. That's happened more than once.
Yeah. Whereas for me, it's happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get sick from being around sick.
I catch it. I get sick. I think totally anecdotal. I don't think anyone has.
What if you thought you didn't catch it? Think that'll change?
I mean, I get less than other people, but you know, I still occasionally do get that. So I don't know.
What if you just thought, I'm not going to catch whatever this person's got?
Yeah, that's how I lived my first half of my life, as like an invincible child, and I still caught everything. So it took like a decade for me to be like, oh, okay, I have to catch more.
So do you personally know anyone who's been tested?
No, I'm quite isolated. It's just me.
How are you isolated in Edinburgh? Isn't it like a massive town?
Yeah, but I just live here for work, and I don't really have friends, so my life hasn't really changed.
I mean, I don't know anybody who's caught it. You know, that's why I was looking at this and thinking, you know, this could be a hoax.
Yeah, I thought that as well. So the only thing that's changed for me is I can't go out than once a day or at risk of fine.
Sorry to laugh. Do you think they're actually enforcing this? Like, have you any videos from people or your friends? Because I go out, and I'm going to go out twice a day now if that's the rule.
It's just a shocking precedent, that's all.
Yeah, like, we've never had anything like that. That's like North Korea level, we were told.
I mean, frankly, I'd rather die than have that.
Yeah, me too.
Why would you say that? Like, I think it's what we believe in our reality. Like, I don't think any police officers are going to hurt me. I don't think anyone's going to dob me, you know.
You've not had enough experiences with the police then.
Yeah, I got stopped and searched for throwing rocks the other day.
Oh, why were you throwing rocks?
Who are you throwing rocks at?
Just a fence post, just getting accurate. You ever seen the, like, David and Goliath scene?
Getting accurate? What, for the end times?
Yeah, man. I don't know, it's just fun.
No, man, you should have those skills already. That's like level 1 through 6.
You should see the dents in the fence post, though. Like, when it hits hard. That's like over 100 miles an hour with like almost a fist size rock.
It's impressive. It's impressive.
That explains the police presence.
Yeah, possibly.
It's so funny.
I mean, I carry it everywhere, actually. I'm like, even when I'm just riding my bike, I've always got my sling on me.
Your sling?
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, you ever see a David and Goliath sling? You know the thing that he killed Goliath with? Threw a stone.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. They're kind of fun. It's like full body synergy. It's like all your muscles work together to get it on target. And now you all think I'm crazy.
I'm just trying to edit here.
Is that like your go-to defense? Because you have cardio for that.
I don't know about cardio. It's kind of like pitching a baseball, but you get more speed.
I mean, like, in a real, if it was, like, a danger, you know?
Well, I'm not really sure I'm preparing for a danger. I've tried to shoot a few pigeons, but I'm not good enough.
How big is it?
It's just a piece of rope with a pouch on it.
Hello, dear friends.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, no. So I wasn't laughing, about having a sling. I should make one.
Yeah, slings are cool. I was just laughing at the idea of, like, you trying to fight zombies with it.
Oh, well, I'm not fighting zombies.
Yeah, I know. That was just the narrative I made in my head.
I mean, if it was going to come to that, my slingshot is more accurate, like my catapult in British English.
Your catapult? No, it's still a slingshot. A catapult is like the medieval thing, right?
We call it a catapult here, but yeah, I mean, the slingshot is what the Americans call it, but I prefer slingshot because it's easier to kind of...
No way.
Yeah.
We don't call it that.
But yeah, 12mm steel balls off one of those kind of hits hard.
Yeah, but you definitely need to, like, keep your distance.
But, I mean, I can group almost as good as a pistol with a slingshot.
Jesus, why do you want that?
What's that? What can you do? You can group?
You, like, get all these shots in, like, inch to, like, 2-inch, you know, circle.
Oh, like darts?
Yeah, kind of, but, you know, if it was darts, there'd be a hole in the board.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Well, so have you guys got any goals during the lockdown? Like, I'm going to see if I can learn Hebrew.
I've got an ocarina.
So what's that?
I was going to learn to play the ocarina.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
What kind of instrument's that?
It's like
Oh yes, it is, but it's a recorder, but like the ancient kind of version. It's a completely different show.
Interesting.
Yeah, like
wow. The Zelda thing, right?
Yeah, the Zelda thing.
That was my favorite game.
You guys, I'm going to pass out here. I got to do a show in the morning. Ash, I hope you come, Ash, and everyone here, if you can wake up in 6 hours. But
I'm going to hit the road during the lockdown, to be honest. I'm going to go on the empty roads tomorrow, I think.
Nice. But I'm recording this if you guys... this will be recording until you guys leave, so just so you know, I'm going to post this.
Don't play it anywhere.
I won't play it anywhere. I'll just put it on my website. Nobody listens.
People listen.
That's right. It's good stuff. Thanks, guys. We'll talk later. See you, Ash, and everybody.
Bye. Bye, Ash.
See you tomorrow. See you.